Sweet Poison by Ellen Hart. When you return home from hell, people watch you. If you've ever been there and back, you know what I mean. Your friends, your family, they search for the cracks, the wounds, the inner disfiguring that suggests a deeper, more fundamental breakdown. You look the same, maybe you even act the same. Eventually, you see them getting tired of the game. That's probably too harsh. For some, it's not a game. They really care. But they get tired of taking your temperature every 5 minutes, nonetheless. They tell you straight out, you're back from the brink. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Count your blessings. Get on with it. You want to give them a little love tap with an ice pick, but there's never an ice pick around when you really need one. Instead, you take their advice. You get on with it as best you can. But your priorities, what used to be important to you, have altered. You have a passion now, one that, in your wildest imagination, you never dreamed would possess you. It's so sweet, overpoweringly so, that you can't help yourself, even though you know it has the power to destroy everything you love. So you wrestle with that a while, until you think you really have taken a dive off the deep end, but you're addicted. You're out of control. Listen closely now, because you're about to hear some truth. That passion, that sweet poison, is the most intense high you've ever felt or ever will feel. It boils in your veins until your skin catches fire. It turns your eyes to lasers. And all would be well, except that you remember something disturbing that you once read. And if thou gaze long into the abyss will also gaze into thee. You don't know what that means, but in your bones, you know you'd better give it some serious thought.